From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. After a tour of Indonesia's Aceh province today, the Secretary General of the United Nations said the devastation from last week's tsunami is the worst he's ever seen. Kofi Annan's visit to the region follows his call yesterday to world leaders, encouraging them to send money to affected areas as quickly as possible. Meantime, some relief workers expressed frustration with the slow pace of UN coordination efforts. From Banda Aceh, NPR's Adam Davidson reports.
Annan was protected by a phalanx of dozens of Indonesian soldiers as he was escorted through the grounds of Banda Aceh's military airport. His helicopter tour flew low over the beach, where he saw miles of villages that had been washed away by the tsunami. When he returned to the airport, visibly shaken, Annan rejected criticism of the relief efforts of the United States and the UN.
Obviously, when you start this sort of operation, there will be some minor problems here and there, which are always possible to work out, and I think we'll work out whatever teething problems we've had. On the whole, the cooperation is going well.
Yeah, this goes also, yeah. Bandage, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
A few hundred yards from Annan's helicopter, Pierre King oversees a team of Indonesian volunteers unloading a pallet of boxes of face masks. Frank runs logistics operations for the International Organization for Migration. The IOM is now the largest logistics team here, with dozens of trucks and hundreds of workers. He's frustrated, he says, that other relief workers aren't as quick as he is.
What I'm a bit worried is the congestion on the airport with the C-130. I've seen quite a lot of goods which have arrived for various NGOs have not been picked up. Since we have quite a lot of flights, it's important to clear the runway as soon as possible. You need to move fast.
This airport is small and shouldn't be used for storage, he says. If much more piles up, it will be difficult to find the room for unloading and distributing aid.
So it was a free-for-all. It was just chaos.
Master Sergeant Philip Pena is part of a small contingent of U.S. Marines who came here from Okinawa, Japan, to help in the relief effort. Their command post is next to the IOM's large medical tent. Pena says that when he arrived, he was surprised at how inefficient the operations here have been.
We had no idea who was out here, who was supposed to be doing what kind of support, lifeline, whether the Germans were bringing ships. We didn't know what each agency or government or military could do for each other.
As he talks, a group of young Marines in clean uniforms walks up. They've just arrived from Camp Pendleton in California. He's glad more military folks have arrived. He doesn't like working with the non-governmental organizations.
If it was strictly a military run operation, it'd be rough at first, but it'd be smooth.
Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF, was one of the first relief teams in Aceh. Their physicians and nurses started providing health care to the survivors about 48 hours after the tsunami. Spokesman Erwin von der Laaten says that they have spent little time trying to coordinate their work with other groups.
It's not like we think coordination is not necessary. It is necessary, but you have to be realistic in a first stage of an intervention. I think it's an illusion to assume that anyone can coordinate everything in detail that is coming into this province at the moment.
Other aid workers say that coordination is essential from the beginning. There is now more than enough money and supplies coming to the region. Normally, the United Nations would have already set up the structure to make sure that too much aid isn't sent to one area while another is left with too little. Kofi Annan acknowledged that such coordination is the UN's job.
No, I think we are moving ahead. We are establishing a joint command post here, and in fact we are working already very well together. I think it's unfair to say that we were tardy. I think we moved as quickly as we can, and you also have to understand the UN is as strong as its members. We are as capable as the members help and allow us to be. We have no assets. We need to rely on government.
Annan did not announce when the Joint Command Center will open. It is expected to be operational soon. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.